Anthony Fauci in Denial, Scientists Are Not the Polarizers. By Hannah Blow on August 23, 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who announced on Monday that he is conveniently leaving his high-profile post in government following the midterm election, is continuing to play victim, asserting that scientists are not the polarizers. In an interview with Axios, the chief White House medical advisor claimed that it is not he who thrust himself into a controversial spotlight. Rather, it was nothing more than the fact that he was right in the eye of the hurricane of some very important emerging infectious disease outbreaks. Throughout all of these diseases, including the Chinese coronavirus, he was simply aiming to explain the science to the American public in a way and a form in a way they can really appreciate. While he believes he is replaceable, a boastful Fauci suggested that his replacement should be someone who is adept at communicating to the public, as he apparently believes that he is a prime example. Stick with the science, and try as best as you can to completely stay out of the political stuff. The political stuff will spill over into what you do, that's unfortunate. But the scientists themselves must stay out of the politics, Fauci said of his successor. Remarkable advice given. Fauci's penchant for numerous TV appearances and ceremonial pitches, continually relishing in his celebrity status. Yet, in Fauci's eyes, he has done nothing wrong, accusing critics of distorting facts. A great irony, given Fauci's many, many flip-flops throughout the pandemic. When you have people who distort facts and create unreality and live by conspiracy theories, it isn't the scientists who are the polarizers, Fauci said, claiming that he is one of many who sticks to the facts. If people push back against the science and the evidence and create unreality, that's the reason for the polarization, he told Axios. Notably, Fauci is no stranger to elevating himself and his status, once suggesting that questioning him is akin to questioning science itself. Despite Fauci's coming departure, Republican leaders have warned that he will still be subject to questioning on the origins of the virus if and when the GOP takes back the House. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on Monday assured that a GOP-led House will hold him accountable. And Senator Rand Paul, RKY, assured that Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Fauci told CNN's Newsday that he is fine with oversight, although he believes Republicans are focused solely on character assassination.